We are on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Four lines from when the lines start getting wider. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel in Cain Misha Isha Yeledes Mishabachas. The Tanakhama said the Oifen Hashume Sai of the Dmei Blodes and say of the Shvach Lodes, Ishamin Esaisha Kamehi Yofe Ad Shelo Yoldo, how much she was worth when she was Muberes, Vekamehi Yofe Misha Yoldo after the Apollo. And that's what the Tanakhama said, Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel in Cain, Misha Isha Yoyledes Mishabeches. So the Gemara asks, my comma. So what is the problem? So let us see Rashi. My comma. The mashme would seem the hochi comma lay. This is what he's saying. The im came. According to you, lididoch islach, you hold the misha isha yoyledes mishabeches. You, it would come out the way you're saying that a isha is worth more after the lady. That's the mashmoy saloshin. So, my comma, the Tanakhama, her comma, the Mivchus, so the Tanakhama did not say that she's worth more. The Tanakhama said she's worth less. Kama hoise yofe, achela yoda, vakama hi yofe. So what is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying? Omar Rabbe. So Rabbe said, hochi comma. Bechi isha mishabeches kaidem sheteilei. Yoisa Milaache Shetelev is the Cheshbin, the way you are saying that she's worth more before the Leide than after the Leide. V'lo Isha Mishabeches Laache Shetelev Yoisa Mikoidem Shetelev. And Isha is worth more after the Leide than before the Leide. She's worth more after the Apollo than she was worth before the Apollo. Elo shomin es havlodos. So therefore, he is chaylik. So you cannot say, kama hoysa yofa v'kama hi yofa. Because if you will make such a shume, he won't have to pay anything. Because she's worth after Apollo more than she was worth b'shas the ibo. So therefore, the shume is not at all. We do not at all take into consideration the shavius of the isha. we evaluate the value of how much the vlodis mitzad atzmon were worth with a potential of becoming born, and that became bottle through the apollo. V'naisni lebal. Now, how are these words Michlal b'divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel? Let us see Rashi. Ba'lo isha mishabeches bedomim la'ache shetelet. A isha is worth more after giving birth. Why? The mitchilo kozman she is mu'beres domer p'chusim limoche. She is worth less. Why is she worth less? Shemisukenes hilomus betzaleido. The tzaleido is a sakone. So memele, the isha is a potential misukenes. So she's not worth too much. After the lady, Baruch Hashem, she's still alive. So then she gets back her previous value. Vohochi mashme masnisin. Now we're going to say, Pshat b'divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. And it's very interesting. We have to add a few words. Im kein, Rav Shimon Gamliel oime, im kein. Now we have to add a few words. Dekach shomim ki dekamrit. That the shum is the way you said, that we shot up how much was she worth. Bishas de'ibor, and how much she's worth now. Ishtakach, this is the loisabene. The loyoiv la midi, so it comes out, he doesn't give her anything. Now we hit on a dalit. The misha isha yoyledes, misha becha, she's worth more money. after she gives birth. So that is Pshat, B'divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara brings a Baraisa, which says this clearly, that this is Pshat and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tanya Nami Hochi, V'chi Isha Mishabachas Koidim Shetelei Yaisa Mila'acha Shetelei, is she worth more Altsmo Beres than after she was Mapel? V'la Isha Mishabachas La'acha Shetelei Yaisa Mikoidim Shetelei. Ela shomin, some mele, you cannot at all make a shume kama hoisa shove ve kama he shove, because with such a shume, you won't have to pay anything. Ela shomin es ha vlodais, we shats up the vlodais, ve naisnin le baal, and we pay the baal, the shavius of the vlodais. That is Rabbis Pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Amar, Rav said, Hachiktani. Rav said, a different shot, but Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chi isha lemi sheyoledes mishabachas, you give the shvach vlodais to the one who receives the dmei vlodais. Because the Tanakhama said, Shamin as Isha Kami Yofa Achala Yolda Kami Yofa Misha Yolda, and this Shume takes into consideration the Dmei Vlodais and the Shvach Vlodais, and everything goes to the Baal. V'chi Isha L'misha Yoledes Misha Bachas V'ein La'atzma B'Shvach Vlodais Klum, she does not get a chelik in the Shvach Vlodais. The Shvach Vlodais, that is divided between the Isha and the Baal. So, according to Rav's Pshat, the Machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama is, according to the Tanakhama, the complete Shvach Vlodais belongs to the Baal. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, they split in the Shvach Vlodais. Tanya Nami Yochi, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, V'chi Isha L'mi Sheyoledes Mishabachas, V'ein La'atzma B'Shvach Vlodais Klum, she's not entitled to have a chelik in the Shvach Vlodis. The Shvach Vlodis is that what she's nira ba'la seibor. Eloshomin nezek bifnei atzmoi. Bitzar bifnei atzmoi. Vishomin nezha vlodis v'neistin labal. The Shvach Vlodis chelkin. Let us see Rashi. V'chi lemi sheisha yeledes. Lemi shezochsa teira demei vlodeis, which means the Baal. To the person who zeichen the demei vlodeis, yevinen hami shvach demei nafcha, he also is entitled to the shvach demei nafcha, she demei gufa mis alen, that her guf is worth more when she's more beres. Havada ishvach demei nafcha machmas guf enami osi. It also comes about through her guf, not only through the uber. V'nezeku, and this is nezek. So therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, chilkim shedmei anafach machmas shneyem boim, machmas the uber, and machmas the isha. Ele shomin nezek bifnei atzmoi, hainu chashagu, which has nothing to do with the dmei vlodais, machmas make, yushat nezek is a tashlumim that belongs completely to the isha, that she became weakened through the market, ודומר פחוסים משהוי שורי קונס בריא, וחשבן of נזק, וחשבן how much was she worth when she was a reconis, when she wasn't more barris, but she was healthy. And now we make a cheshbon, how much is she worth now? She's also a reconis, but she's a krusha. Ve'ein kan shumas p'chas rikun. We do not make at all a shume of that, that she became nisroik and she became ois more barris. Nesek has nothing to do with that became nisroik and from the Uber. וצער בפני עצמוי, וניסקו דהוכה, הגבוכה, I think the Rosh says, the Shuma of Tzar is, that a woman has a greater Tzar when she's mapo than when she has a normal lady. So there's a besondere Tzar over here, וצער בפני עצמו, וניסקו דהוכה, כחבו לדעלמה, כדין הקוצו מסכס קסוביס, כדפרישס לאו, נז, the Nezek is the way the Gemara says in Ksubis. Rashi before said that it's a cheshbin, b'zman shebeseisa, b'zman shebegoli, agabuchai, so they bring down the goyim, who's asked on Rashi, Rashi in Ksubis says, this cheshbin of b'zman shebeseisa, b'zman shebegoli, is not by Nezek, only by Boishas. And here Rashi says himself, and Rashi says by Nezek also, there is a split in the Tashlumim, that sometimes she gets 2/3 and he gets 1/3, and sometimes Faker. Vishamim Vlodais, Vinoisin Kol Demeim Lebal. The Demei Vlodais we give to the Baal. Vishvach Vlodais, Dainu Prast Demei Nefat, Nefach Gufo, Mach Masrik and Avlad, Chilke. So that's, we have a Baraisa, Mamish, like Rove, that the Machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel, in the Tanakama is, who receives the Shvach Blodois, the Tanakama says, that the Baal gets the complete Shvach Blodois, together with the Dmei Blodois, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, he gets the Dmei Vlodeis, and the Shvach Vlodeis, they are Chaylik. Frag the Gemara, Kashe the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or the Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Now we have here two Baraises, Tanya Namiyachi. The first Baraise said, that an Isha is worth more after the Hapola than Bishashi's Mubaris. So Mamela, there's no, they can never make a Shume Kama Hoise Yofa Vekama Hi Yofa. And the second Baraisa says, in this, the Shvach Vlodeis, Shvach Vlodeis Chilkim. Now Shvach Vlodeis is Kama Hoise Yofe Vekama Hi Yofe. So it seems she is worth less after the Hapola than Bishashi was Muberes. Shvach Vlodeis Chilkim. So we have a stire in these two Baraises, Kashed Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Loi Kashed. Kan b'mevakeres, kan b'she'eino mevakeres. What does Rashi say? Kashed Rav Shimon, dohoch ektoni ushvach vlodois chilkim. Al me'ishe mishabeches limochav she'i horo yoyser meirikonis. And that's the shvach vlodois. She was worth more when she was muberes than after the Apollo. In this Shvach that she lost, it's Chilkim. Lech toni isha mishabachas mishetele yoyse mikoydem lachem. So the Gemara says, b'mevakeres, domer p'chusim, koydem leidem lachem leidem, the misukenesi. But after the first child, so then she's worth more Bishashi's Muberes, then after the Hapola, because it seems she's no more a Mesukenet. So then you shut up Shvach Vlodis. I heard of Mr. Shtikl Ha'ore, which I don't know clearly. The first Baraisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the first Baraisa speaking about Amavakeres, so the Shumi cannot be Kama Hoysa Yofa, the Kama Hi Yofa, because then he won't pay anything. She's worth much more after the Apollo than Bishas the Ibo. So the Shuma of the May Vlodis is Shomin as a Vlodis. You know, the Shuma of the Vlodis is not with taking the Ish into consideration. Not Kama Hoysa Yofa Vakabi Yofa. You take the Vlodis as an entity Bifnei Atzmai. How much the Vlodis were worth with a potential of getting born, and now they didn't get born. You shot some of the Vlodis. That's by Amavakeres. By Madame Avakeres, where there is a cheshbin, kama hoisa yofa vekama hi yofa, and that's how you shots up klo the dmei vlodis, the shvach vlodis. So I was just wondering, there, how do you shots up the dmei vlodis? Do you cheshbin the dmei vlodis also kama hoisa yofa vekama hi yofa? Now I can make the cheshbon already because she was worth more before. The only reason Rav Shimon Gamliel was chaylik on the Tana Kama because of a mathematical cheshbon. If you make a cheshbon Kama, he offers, she's worth more now than before, she won't pay anything. So that's by Mavakeres. So, but not by Mavakeres, is the Shumis Avlodis similar to the Chachomim? Or, you don't differentiate, since by Mavakeres, the Shumas Avlodis is not taking the Ish into consideration, it's Shumas Avlodis Bifnei Atzmo. So Mamela, Afilanit Mavakeres also, we make this, there's no two way funny of Shume Avlodis. So Mamela, we make the Shuma of the Vlodis in all cases, Kama, how much the Vlodis were worth before and how much the she was Mapo them. So Mamela, you figure out that's the Shuma. There's no two Eifani of Shuma. The Shomin as Avlodis would seem that's the same Eifani as Shuma is this because there's no two Eifani Shuma of the May Vlodis. The Rabbonin, the Omri, Shvach, Vlodis, Nami, Lebal. The Rabbonin that say the Baal is Zoiche in the complete Shvach, Vlodis. My time. What is the Cheshbin of the Rabbonin? That the Baal is Zoiche in Shvach, Vlodis. Kedisna, Mimashme, Shenema, Vyotsu, Yelodeho, Eini, Yedeya, Shihora. So I know if it says v'yotzi yelodeho, you don't say v'nok for isha horo. If it says v'nok for isha v'yotzi yelodeho, so you can figure out that she was an isha horo. Ma talmud leima horo, so this horo is an extra word. Leima loch shvach hiroyein lebal. Because right afterwards it says kashe yoshis bala isha beflilim, that he's Machayev the Noigiv, so the Pasuk is telling us he's Machayev the Noigiv to pay for the Shvach Hiroyim, which this is Shvach Vlodis, and you also pay the May Vlodis to the Balish. So I have an often the Pasuk that Shvach Vlodis and the May Vlodis belong to the Baal. The Rab Shimon ben Gamliel who holds its Chilkim, Hai hore my dorish bay. What does he do with the word hore? Lich desanye, abeleza ben yakev oima, lo oilom einei chayev, v'nog fo isha ashe yekeno kineged beisei roya. The hako, when is he chayev for the mei vlodis? If there was a hako kineged beisei roya. אמר הפופו לתאמה כנגד בייס הירויים ממש, על כל היכד הסולק בי שכמו לבד. That any area בגוף האישו, that the hakor could be, bring a chimum to the vlad, so then you pay the mevlodis. Lafuki yad v'regol deloy, but if it was nogaf ishe b'yad v'regol, so this hakor does not have a direct effect on the vlad, so then you don't pay the mevlodis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shichamo Chamimus Vayne Keneged Kol HaCholo Kuloi, besides Yad Veregel. Now there's a very interesting three-way Machloikis. What is the din according to the Chachamim? Now we have to appreciate what the Gemara is telling us over here. We have an extra Isha Hora. So Hora, the Hakor is to be connected the Mokim Heroin. What's with the Chachamim? What the Chachamim are? They learn Isha Hora goes that the Shvach Heroin belongs to the Baal. So what will be according to the Chachamim if there was Nakvay Biyodo Beraglo? The Minchas Chinuch wants to say, according to the Chachamim, Afilu keneged yodo veraglo, you pay, they don't have a posik. We see a merid kezach, you need a posik for this. It would seem without a posik, the negive biyodo veraglo, it also was a sib, it was a sib that yotzi yulader because not for Yoda, not of Yoda Veraglo. It happened because of this. How did it happen? Kasha Pamaisa. But this was a Sibah for the Hapola. So according to the Chachomim, State Minchas Chinuch, you'll pay. You'll pay if you'll not of Yoda, Yad Veraglo. This is a Pirim Shim Gamlil, it's a Psadrash. That's what Minchas Chinuch says. The Ra'o and the Shita Mekabetze says, the Chachomim is Gemirilei. They don't have a posik, but they have a Messiah Mestame, that you don't pay Yad Veregel. He says, and the Ra'ah says also the same, you said, you need a limit from it. Rav Shimon Gamliel has a posik, and they had the Gemara Gemirilei, they had a Lachomashim Messinai. But there's no Machloikis, the Ra'ah says, because we see Rabbeleza, the Gemara brings on Avraisa Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov Oimer. Let me ask them to bring a posik. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said a halacha. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is kavanoki. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, when he says, he didn't say too much, but when he says it, it's oiskahalten. So he passed on to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara is just saying, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel figured out from a posik, and how did the Chacham know? Bestam a Gemara Gemira day. And the Yamshu Shleimer says, Mamish Pungfakel. The Yamshu Shleimer says, he says, if Nogaf Yad Veregel, so Mestame, the Hakor that brought about the Apollo is Mestame, she got scared. This wasn't the Hakor that was, I mean, it's Hakor Yad Veregel, she's Mapo. So it's not a Hakor that was a direct Sibet to bring about the Apollo. Mestame, she got scared, so it's a Kromen. So you put it to pay. So it comes out, so the Rabbanan are also moide without a posik. It seems of Shimon Gamliel, he had a horror, so the horror is telling us this. I mean, Mestamet Zabchinev and Toch, the cost of Lokro. I mean, ain't economic, that's what the posik is telling us. The posik is telling us how the Hakor was, because if it'll be beyond the regular Saka Gromit, the posik is not any of the posik for it. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov didn't bring a posik. But upon him, that's what the posik is telling us. But the Chachamim hold, you can figure it out without a posik. So a three-way machloikis, if you need a posik, and the chachomim who don't have a posik, they hold a koyad v'regel, is also chayv the maim lodis. Or the ro'o says, yitaka need a posik, by them is gmorig mirilei. Or the yamshu shami says, punk vakad, you don't even need a posik, it's a svore. Zog to gmorig weiter. Hoiso shivcho v'nishtachero, so let's refresh our memory. Let us see the Mishnah for 1 second, and Rashi and the Mishnah. The Noisin Labal, the second line of the Mishnah, by you give the Mev Lodis, the Shvach Lodis, you give to the Baal. Vim Ein Lo Baal, what if she doesn't have a Baal? Noisin Li Yoshov, you give to his Yoshov. Hoiso shivcho v'nishtachero igi yoyres potter. So let us see Rashi and the Mishneh. Hoiso shivcho v'nishtachero kloima. Hoiso mishucheres igi yoyres. Like about as she's a mishucheres. Nesuwa leger oi leyevet. This is Tamazay the Mishneh didn't mention, but that's pshat. She got married to ger oi leyevet mishucho. Ve'ein lo baal. And we're talking about the main law Baal. So before we're speaking about Baal Yisrael, that he has Yoshim. Here we're speaking about she was a Mishucheres or a Geyores who married a Geyer. The main law Baal and the Baal died, Shemeis Potter. The Marzik Benichse a Geyer Shemeis Vein Lo Yoshim Zochet. That means the Meiv Lodeis he owed to her husband. And then when the husband died and there's no yershin for the husband, so the chayv that he owed to the husband, he's eichem himself, so he's potter to pay. So he doesn't have to pay anybody. He owed the ger and the ger died. He doesn't have any children from him. She recently got married. Omar Rabbe, Zot Rabbe Amir de Kechidish. That what it says in the Mishnah, that if the husband was a girl, there was no children, so the Noigif is potter to pay. Omar Rabbe loishonu el shechovo bo b'chaye hagel. Amir de Kechidish. The Mishnah speaking about that he was chovel b'chaye hagel umeis hagel. So that means he owed the neigif, owed the ger, the meiv lodes, and then the ger died. So Memele, so the Negev was Zoyche in the Dmei Vlodis. The Kivin, the Choval Bo, Bechaye Hager, since the Chavola was Bechaye Hager, Zoche Bo Ger. So the Ger was Zoyche to receive the Dmei Vlodis. So the Negev owes the Ger Dmei Vlodis. The kivin the meis hager, now the ger died, zoche bohu min hager, so he owed the ger. Now the ger died, so he's zoche in the choif. So he doesn't have to pay anybody. Avo, zutrabo amere de kechidish, choval bo la'acha mises hager. But if he was choival la'acha mises hager? That means, there never was chal a choiv to the ger, because the ger died before the chavola. So now there's no baal, and now he was choival in the isha. Zachye lo ihi begavayu. So she's zoichen the dmei vlodis, ומחייב לשלומי לא לדידו. So he has to pay her the mevlodes. Now, how does this work? Zut Rashi. Zachye bohu ihi. Doho vlodois nichsei baleye. Vlodois are the nechosim from the Bailam. Ukshemei sager vadayin hi mu'uberes. She's mu'uberes. He has a schus to get the mevlodes. But when the ger die, vadayin hi mu'uberes, he erzika them. So, he had a schus in the demei vlodes, he's a ger. When he dies, so, she's zoiche in the demei vlodes. He erzika them. That means his schus became hefker. There was a schus. There was schus in the demei vlodes. His schus became, well, he died. So he never lemais acquired the schus. So he acquires the schus when, or, okay, we'll see, maybe he had a schus before, if there'll be a pol, about kaponim, but Pele never acquired the schus. So now, when someone was neigifo la'acha mises bailo, he herzika behen, v'hi kaidem l'cholodo, and she can be zoich, and the vlodos are inside of her. So she can be zoich in the vlodos. Hilkech ki chavol bo boso hochi mishalim lo ledido. So memele, he pays her. Then you pay her. He says, so, Rabbi saying pshat the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah says. If the Baal died with, he's a ger without Yerushim, you don't have to pay, that's Davke, because already Chal Achiev Tashlumim to the ger. He was Zoich in the Demei Vlodis, and Memele, now, if the ger died, so the Neigif is Zoich in the Choif. But if the Baal was never Zoich in the Demei Vlodis, he died before the Negife, so she's Zoich in the Demei Vlodis. So Memele, so I'll have to pay her. Omar Rav Chizde, so Rav Chizde was very much against this. Mori Dichi, Baal HaShmua Hazeh, that means, Otu Vlodis Tzrohininu. A vlod is a pack of money, that means it's a moministic ischus, the Baal has it, the Baal died, so she's zoich in it. Vizochi b'yu, he can be zoich, he died, now she can be zoich. It's a bundle of money that she can be zoich. No, I have news for you. If there's a baal, zochi le'rachmone, less a baal, loy. What does Rashi say? Mori dichi bar shmu zu alezem et agmin dichi. Tzchori nino kishrei mois eksof neim. The vlodis are a bundle of money. Shetiske behem in a hefker, so now he died before the negiva, so she'll be zoich in the demei vlodes. Isa labal el yoshav, zochel rachmone. Lesa labal, the chiyuv eimis osilo bishas chavole. The chiyuv is chal bishas chavole. Vere ein lo toivim. A bal is a schuz tviya, there's no bal, so there's no toivim. I'd like to say over a little the Lashon of Rabbah Ber that explains the Machlokes of Rabbe and Rav Chizde. Rabbah Ber zay nire dafilu l'Rabbe demei vlodes, this tashlum of demei vlodes Ein din chavola beguf kamoi nezek. This is not like nezek. The ein ze pchas aguf klau. Nezek is pedinta shlume nezek. Yomazek hayad, kama ho yushove, kama hushove. Nezek is a pchas aguf. Vlodis anak kol is a pchas aguf. Ve'i lav ha'parshe dekashe yoshis olov. If I wouldn't have this posik of the Mei Vlodis, lo yhoya klal din the Mei Vlodis. Elo the Mei Vlodis hu tashlam mechudish. So that's the Aleph, which we can understand for our Baruch Be'el. This is not tashlum in the Zokin. It's not pshat, this is a finger, this is Vlodis is the Dmei Vlodis of Eliyod, Uba Yarechimai, this is not Tashlum in Izak. It's a Tashlum Mechudish. The Torah was Mechadish, you pay Dmei Vlodis. The Machloikis, Rabbe and Rav Chisda is, what does the Parsha tell us? Ela the Rabbe Seiver, that even though it's a Tashlum Mechudish, it's not Poshet and Ezekim, that Teire Nosna Hadin Beguf Avlodesh the Yeshben Chiyev Nezikim. The Teire was Mechadish, that means even though this is does not lie in the Parsha of Nezikim, but the Chiyev Tashlumin is a Chiyev Nezikim. The Teire said that the Tashlumin is Chal a Chiyev Nezikim Keilu. The Baal was genizigt. V'loi al yedei ma shehabal ba'oilom oise din haschiye. Not when the Baal was around b'shasta negifa, then he gets a right to be teveya, the Mevlodis. El diyesh loi bahaguf atzmoi din bailem V'choshev mamoinoi le'inyin Yerusha, v'lu yitzuyer mechire beguf ben choyrem o yeshayach gam ben mechire le'inyin nezikin, k'moisha omru eved l'knas. So he says like this, Temei Vlodis mitzad atzmon is really, it's not called that the Baal possess something. It's a tashlum mechudish, you pay the Baal for something he didn't possess. Fine. But the geder tashlumim is, that we are machshiv ki'ilu, that's the geder of tashlumim, ki'ilu, the Baal had a schus in the vlodis. That's how the geder tashlumim goes. That's not the sibeh. There's a sibbe and a geder. The sibbe, why he gets the Mei Vlodis, it's a gzeres hakosef. That's not, it's a tashlum mechudish, not he owns them, not he lost something. We're not speaking about a porem or beres, we're speaking about an isha, ben choyrin. This is not al tosben, afilo a boyel, this is a tashlum mechudish. Let's not put this in poshet din tashlum einezik. It's not din tashlum einezik. It's a tashlum mechudish. That's the sibeh tashlum. But after the Torah says you pay, you have to know this a gedder. What is the gedder? So Rabbi holds the gedder is the Torah. The gedder tashlumim is the Torah rechened in the tashlumim ki'ilu. The Baal had a schus behezek these behezek avlodes. Ke'ilu he had a schus in that. He has a schus in these vlodes. If they'll be genizik, he can get paid for it. He's a bailim, zum Beispiel, Rabbi Ber says, let's try to understand the concept. There is a concept, Eved Liknas. What does Eved Liknas mean? It means like this. Reuven possesses an Eved Knani. And
The halacha is, if Asher HaMu'ud will kill the Sevek Nani, you pay Shloshim Shalevin, you pay to Reuven. Reuven can sell this schus that he has in the Eved, that if this Eved will ever be killed through Asher, I'm selling it to Shimon. I'm selling it to Shimon. So that means he has an ownership in the Eved. He has an ownership, his ownership in the Eved is includes many schusim. He has to work for it's very inclusive, his ownership. But in his ownership, he has a bailus that if he'll get killed from Asher, he is the owner that will get Shloshim Shalevet. So I can sell this. I can sell this to someone else. Legabi working, legabi everything, he's my Eved. But legabi this prat of my ownership, that if he'll get killed to Asher HaMu'ud, I'm entitled to get Shloshim Shalevet. He's your Eved legabi this. He's your Eved legabi this. That you're entitled to, he's your Eved that if he'll be killed to Asher HaMu'ud, you'll get Shloshim Shalevet. And this is an understandable thing. This is a bailus that an Odin has in an Eved Knani, and this is sellable. Zot Rabor Ber, the Torah, when the Torah said you pay the Meiv Lodos to the Baal, the reason is this is a Tashlum Mechudish, but the gather of the Tashlumim is, the gather of the Tashlumim is that the Torah rechen ke'ilu the Vlodis are his legabe Tashlumim Nezokim. They're his, I mean, it's not his Vlodis, it's a Ben Chayrin, he's not even a husband. Good, but the Torah said you paid my Vlodis. So legabe, the Hezek of the Vlodis, it's ke'ilu, he owns them. It's his legabe Tashlumim Nezokim. It's his legabe. So it's an ownership. It's an ownership in the Vlodes, in the Legabi Tashlumi Nezokim. And therefore, Rabor Ber says, so therefore, it's something that he possesses. So let's say, so he can be Meirishit. Let's take a Poshita case that the Baal died, but so he had an ownership in this, he had an ownership. So go over to the Yoshim. But he says, theoretically, if Mechira would be possible, you have to know if you can make a Mechira, it's a Ben Chayre. But Al-Kabari said, theoretically, if you could sell it, he has an ownership to sell it also. It's mine. It's my Vlodis Legabi Tashlumi Nezoke. Legabi that, it's my Vlodis. So Memele, so let's go a little further. So what will be, according to Rabbi, what will be according to Rabbi, if the husband died, and we see the husband had an ownership, he had an ownership, but now he's a ger, and he died. So, just like every other ownership that a ger has, and he dies, so it's hefker, and one can be zoiche in what the ger possessed. So mele the isha that the vlodis are besoicho, so she takes over this ownership. She's zoiche. If there is a concept of an ownership, al kaponim legabi hilchis tashlumim, so Rabbi said, she takes it over. So mele, if someone was, it's an ownership, legabi tashlumim nezokim. So if he died before the Hezek, now she acquired this chus in the Dmei Vlodis, that it's hers legabi tashlumin nezokim. So if some will be noigif her after, that was, and her husband died before, so you pay tashlumin nezokim, Dmei Vlodis to her. That is what Rabba holds. So this is the Losh of Arber, Balkain Sever Rabbi, that Philo May Sager Koidim, Nami Zoch Saisha Beguf Havlodis, Mishum Dekvar Zocha Hager Beguf Havlodis Bechayo. The ger already acquired the vlodis bechayev v'nasem mamayna lechol dava. It's his for tashlumin nizokin. V'alkein gam shayich bem schiya nami leisha al yedei dehema begufa. The vlodis are begufa isha shehi titva oisem. So she acquires the schus to be teveya the may vlodis. V'rav chizde polik, rav chizde is chaylik. V'loi svir elei, he does not hold the kvar nase bailim, this whole concept that he's, legabi tashlumi nizokin, it's his. Like we said, it's eved leknas. Uchem amoyna heim. Nah, there's no such thing. He doesn't possess anything. Ella the chol ikar adin oise habal, but when there was a negife, so the bal can be teveya that made lovers. Not he's teveya what he possessed. He didn't possess anything. But the Torah said that if there was a negife, the Baal can be teveya that made lovers. So that means that's a schus mechudish that he acquires b'shas the negife. If he's around. He doesn't have anything till now. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says that the Baal has a schus litvoya d'mei v'lodeis. Not that together is he possesses the d'mei v'lodeis. It's shaloi l'tashlumo. He doesn't have anything. But he can be teveya, the may blood is from the negif, if he's around. If there's no bal, there's no teveya. Avoleis bal, loinase kol din schiyas ablod. So there's no din the may blood. So there's nothing that she can be zayit. If the bal has a schiyas mumin, it's his legabi tash, the may blood is, he has something. The tviya is, even though it's a tashlum mechudish, but that's the gedar ha-teire. The teire said it's your vlodis legabi tashlumi nezokim. So then, pastor, she can be zeiche. But like, that's the machlokes rabbe and rav chizde. Fine. So we hear about machlokes. Meisve. The gemara asks akashem, and Rabbi. Hika ese isha. We learned about it. Hika ese isha v'yotze yelodeo. Noisen nezek v'tzal le'isha. Ud my blood is le'bal. That's a pasha today. Ain't a bal. There's no bal. Noisen le'yershov. Ain't ha'isha. Noisen le'yersheho. Nezek and tzal leisha, so he give to her yoshe. Hoysa shivcha v'nishtachara, oi giyoyres, or she was a giyoyres, that means that the husband was a ger, zocha. So posh pshat is zocha, means he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. The negev doesn't have to pay. Let's see what Rashi says. Ein eisha neisen liyosher akim na begrusha fikar bar yosh bekshar shenakach vehei zocha achayvul b'meshe biyodai. So the chayvul is aiche. Bafilu la'achal misis ager choval bo zocha bo. So we'll see soon, but the Gemara understood, the Makshna understood that this is speaking about, that we're talking about Shivcha v'nishtacha and she had a husband ager, and the ger died, and the Gemara held, but let's just see what it says. The ger died, doesn't matter if the ger died after. Now the ger died, so he's zoiche in the chayv. The negev doesn't have to pay the ger. That's if the chavola was b'chayei hager. But the Makshin held, and we'll see why in Tosis, why the Makshin held like this, that Zocha means that the Noigif is Zoche, Afulu, the Ger died before the Chavola. There's no Ger. He died after the Chavola. Before the Chavola, there's no Ger Zocha. The Noigif doesn't have to pay. No, Rabbi said, it matters if the Ger died before the Chavola, so she's Zoche in the Dmei Chavola, so he should pay her. Why do you say Zoche? Who is a raya to Rav Chisde? This is Rav Chisde's kasha. This is Rav Chisde's kasha. Rav Chisde said, you see, Klol, Zoche, the Noigif is Zoche, doesn't have to pay, and it doesn't matter if the Ger died after the Chavola, which is Poshet, or before the Chavola, which is not like Rabbi. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Mi adifa mi masnis." I don't understand you. Yes, King Akash from the Baraisa. In the Mishnah also it says, "Potter." Do kimne so as a rabbi said pshat the Mishnah shechavol bo bechaye ger o meisa ger. Rabbi said pshat the Mishnah speaking about it already was zeich in the chay, and now he died. So then the noigif is zeich in the chay. That's what the Bryce is speaking about. If the girl died, then you'll take it by her. The Bryce isn't speaking about that. The boy is saying, La'acha misasager. No, maybe it's speaking about also that the Chavola was after the Ger died, Utni Zochsa. And Zochsa means, she's Eichetak. We'll see in Taisus, to make a guys. After the Mises and Ger, she'll take and get it. Like Rabbi. Okay, now let us first see the bottom Taisus, then we'll come to the previous Taisus. Umi odef mi masnis. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, I don't understand you. The Mishnah also says that the Noigif is part of the Ger died. So we said the Mishnah is speaking about that the Ger died after the Chavola. Vim toima umay salke daitach the Makshin. So what did the Makshin ask the Kashe? Vechi lo yoda de lo yoda. He couldn't figure this out himself. It's speaking about that the girl died after the Chavola. V'yesh loima, d'mahach b'raise k'toni nezek v'tzal. Now one second. In this b'raise it says, to my blood is ye pay, to the bow, nezek v'tzal ye pay, to the isha. You pay to the Isha. Now let's talk about the Isha. Let's talk about the Isha 1 minute. Before we go to the Baal. Let's talk about Nezek. We'll talk about Nezek as a parvizach. He was Mazik, the Negev was Mazik the Isha. If she died, so he's Potter. If she died, it says, that means, Zocha means the Noigif does not have to pay. We're talking about two Tashlumim. The Noigif doesn't have to pay to the Mevlodis, to the Baal. The Noigif does not have to pay Nezek Etzal, to Isha, Zocha. So let's talk about Nezek Etzal. Now, Nezek Etzal is talking about, let me ask you, he was choyvel in the Isha after the husband died. That means the husband died Sunday, right? He was choyvel in the Isha Monday, after the husband died. Was choyvel na, Yosef Nezik Vitzal, fine. She died, what's it in? Zacha, his potter. He owed her Nezik Vitzal. He owed her Nezik Vitzah, and she died, he's potter. So Zocha means he's potter, and by Nezek Vetzah, he's potter, afilu, he died the day before. He also Nezek Vetzah, and she died. So just like by Nezek Vetzah, when she dies, afilu, she died after him, after the Baal, the Chavala was after the Mises HaBaal, Zoch, he doesn't have to pay Nezek Betzah, even the Chavala was after the Mises HaBaal. So, when we talk about Nezek Betzah, we're speaking about the Chavala was after the Mises HaBaal. And Zocha means he doesn't have to pay. So, the same way, what Dmei Vlodis means also, they also say the same thing. Afilu the Chavala was after the Mises HaBaal, also Zoch, he doesn't have to pay. That means there's two tashlumim in the Bereis. There's a tashlumim of Nezek Vetzal. Now let me ask you, the tashlumim of Nezek Vetzal is Zocha, I feel though this was after the husband died. Because Mein Shmitalei Tzal Sinai. He also Nezek Vetzal. The husband died Sunday. He was Chayvel Monday. She died Tuesday. He's Potter. Even though the husband died Sunday. What was that to say? So the Zocha is, afilu the husband died before the Chavala. Now we have two Tashlumims over here. We have a Tashlumim of the May Bloodis also. So just like the Tashlumim of Nezek Vitzal, the Halach is Zochi doesn't have to pay, afilu the husband died Sunday. So the Mashmoy says the Tashlumim of the May Bloodis also he doesn't have to pay, afilu the husband died Sunday. You don't say he has to pay her. That was the Makshin Svar, the Makshin held, the Zocha, just like the Zocha of Nezek Vitzar is applicable, afilu the husband died before the Negifa, is the Zocha of the May Lord, this is Zocha, afilu the husband died before the Negifa, and you don't pay her, Zocha, he doesn't have to pay. That was the Gemara's kasha. That's Shatan Taisa. We tell him a mice al kadaita the machshin, the chi loyoda, the loyoda, who will say Zocha means that he died, the husband died after the Negif, not before the Negif. Vishloi mishim dahach, barai sektoni nezik vetzar, the chi heichi de nezik vetzar, airi bechol inyim. Kamoi kein Zocha bid mei vlodeis, that means bechol inyim afilu, Afilu the Negifa was after the Mises HaBaal. Is Zocha bid May Vlod, is Ayri B'cholin, Afilu the Negifa was after the Mises HaBaal. You don't have to pay her. That was the Makshin. The Gemara says, no, that's the two terutzim. The Nezek Vitzar is Afilu after the Mises HaBaal, the Negifa was after the Mises HaBaal, and the May Vlod, this is darker than the Negifa was before the Mises HaBaal. Fine. Now, let's go back to the previous Taisus. Now Taisus is going to say, Grace Tayrada. Otto Vlodeis Tsrori Nino. A Vlodeis Tsrori. Suk Taisus Biyorshim Loi Polig Ravchista. Now Taisus is going to say Tayrada. That according to Ravchista, who holds that it's not as Chus Mom, and Napshad is that the Baal possesses the Vlodeis Lidmehem. No, it's a din that he doesn't have anything. But after the Gifa, he has a schus litvoya to my Vlodeis. Zuk Toisves. What will the din be according to Rav Chisde? The Baal died before the Negifa. Then we made a Negifa. He doesn't have any schus moment whatsoever in the Vlodeis. And then, they made a Negifa, but he left over Yoshim. So the Yoshim will be able to be Goive the Negifa, even though there's no Baal. So Kan Shoyel Aben, we're saying a whole lumdus, the Baal doesn't possess anything. It's not his Vlodeis l'nezikin, he doesn't have anything. If he's around, he's a schus tvia. He's not around. What's pshat the Yoshim? So there's a Mordekashita Mikabetzes. The Shita Mekebetza says like Taisus, but he adds two words which enlightens the whole sugya. Yoyresh kare de avua. Amor de Kizach. There's two inyanim of Yerusha. There's one inyan of Yerusha that a Yerush takes over what the Meirish possessed. That's one inyan of Yerusha. Possessed $1,000. I take it over. I take over his, go, his ownership goes over to me. Here, it seems the Shittim says there's no ownership over it. What did he have? He didn't have anything. You know what kare davua means? Kare davua means that a child is the foot of the father. That means a child, it's only a child, not a brother, not any other Yerush. A child is an extension of the, it's kilo, the father's still, his foot is still there. Yerush kare davua. So the Baal is still here. His foot is coming. Good. The chelik is already nikbal, but the kare is still there. Yerush kare davua. So memele, since the father had a schus litvoya, the mevlo of this, he didn't have anything. But a Baal is a schus. The Baal is still here. His foot is still around. So memele, the schus tviya that the Baal had, according to Rav Chisda, if he left over a Yerush, the Yerush could also have a schus tviya, afilo he died before the Negif. That's what Tosis wants to say. The Yerushim leipol gav Chisda, umaydahu de zochi, da biksubis peper knare itzrech kol emu'uti, she'ein odam moirish schus bitoy livnoi. Now, this could be speaking about Maisa Yodeo, could be speaking about the seller for an Omo. Al-Koponim, the V'hochel Ekemiut. It means, it seems, without a miut, they would be B'mokim Aviyah. And here we don't have a miut. For Oit, Taisus has another Rai. Midaporch L'Rabba Mibraise. The Hikas Aisha, Uvmuki lo shechoval b'chaye hager. It's speaking about Rav Chisda asked Akash and Rabbi. So Rabbi said it's speaking about choval b'chaye hager. Avol l'Rav Chisda mashme. That's Rabbi's teretz. Avol Rav Chisda mashme d'niche l'achem isis hager. Speaking about l'achem isis hager. Let's see the whole baraisa. He can see Shabbat. Now Rav Chisda learned pshat that it is speaking about that the Baal died before the Negife. That was his kash and Rabba. I said, no. Speaking about the Baal died after the Negife. But Rav Chisda learned pshat the Baal died before the Negife. Ain't can Baal before the Negife, nice and Yosef. So Tosis, you see, I'm right. And Rav Chisda's moide that the Yerush will get as chus tviya. And the Shita says, because the Lomdus is als Yerush kare davua. Let's see the Tosis on Amid Beis. Utni zochso. So Taisa says, "Vein megiya habaraisa elakloima zocha mishi yesh leischus. Whoever has a schus to acquire the mevlodis will be zoiche. So that means as follows. That means if the Baal died laacha the negife, so then." So the Negev has a schus to be zoiche in the choyb, he doesn't have to pay it. If the Baal died before the Negev, so then whoever is a schus to be zoiche will be zoiche. So then the Isha is a schus to be zoiche in the Dmei Blodis.